The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. Christy Stanley began her singing career as a young girl at the age of 15. However, life and family caused her to put that on the back burner until recently. At 37, she had the opportunity to sign a new record deal and revive her singing career. Christy is my guest on this edition of Americana Music Profiles as we talk about her new debut CD, Heart Wide Open.
Hi, Christy. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for getting on with us and taking a couple minutes out of your schedule. We were talking offline just to give you guys a plug, it'll be after the fact, but you're actually at the Hills of Home Festival, right? Right now?
I am, actually. It actually kicked off today, and it runs through, Thursday to Saturday. So today's our first day of it, and we are looking forward to all the great fans are here and looking forward to the weekend. So.
Yeah, and this is actually a festival that Dr. Ralph or the brothers started. Which
actually it was Dr. Ralph. He started it many, many years ago, and actually this is the 49th annual.
49th. Okay.
Yes. So it's been started a day or two. but yeah. So Ralph II and I was Dr. Ralph handed it down to Ralph II and a few years back, so he started running that, and yeah, we just enjoyed it, and we look forward to it every year. I want to invite everybody that's listening out to the 50th next year.
Absolutely.
It's on every Memorial weekend.
Okay.
So whatever that weekend falls on, it will start the Thursday through the Saturday, and
great.
Next year will be a huge one. So
for sure.
And everyone can go on Dr. Ralph. DrRalphFamilyFestival.com and check all of the news out on that.
That's cool. Good. Well, we will.
Yeah.
We'll certainly follow that, and
we'll be
back with you guys in hopefully in less than a year to get you to get you some the word out for folks, and we'll talk about that next year. So, but today
that
we want to talk
great.
About you and your music.
Okay.
So tell me. I was reading over the bio that Melanie Wilson sent over to us, and I found a piece of the story very interesting that you grew up listening and enjoying Dolly Parton as a childhood celebrity artist, and ended up getting to work with her when you got older, right?
Sure, I did, and you know I'm from Eastern Kentucky and Pottville, actually, so you know. Dolly obviously wasn't from there, but a lot of great artists were from there. So I grew up in a place that's rich with wonderful music.
Yeah.
So, you know, country music was, I think, embedded into my heart, mind, and soul, you know, at a young age.
Yeah.
So, you know, at a very, very young age, I discovered Dolly Parton, and my gosh, you know, she just, I don't know, her voice just did something to me, and mm-hmm. I have been a fan ever since. And I always joke and say I want to be her when I grow up. I'm 37 years old, but I still want to be her when I grow up.
Right. I think so, Dolly wants yeah. to be Dolly when she grows up, which is cool.
You know, it's probably a cool thing, yeah, yeah. But she's just, I mean, gosh, in my opinion, you can't top her. And, you know, she's just an excellent businesswoman. She's an actress. She's a singer. She's, you know, she's everything that, you know, I think a lot of artists aspire to be, and sure. especially me. I look up to her so very much. And you mentioned, you know, but I did get to work with her. I did, actually. Dr. Ralph did a record, and he actually asked me to be on it. It was a duet record at uh-huh. the time. And it was all women, female artists with him. Clinch Mountain Sweetheart was the title of that album, actually. And she happened to be on there as well. So I can say that my name actually is on the same record as Dolly Parton.
Yeah, right?
Cool. Yeah, so I can die a happy person now, I suppose.
So how did it come to be that you got yourself into the position to be invited to be on that?
Well, actually, Ralph DeSecca and I were dating at the time.
Okay.
And I was very, very young. I probably were 16 or 17 years old at the time, I believe. And you can imagine, you know, like I said, Ralph and I had just started dating, kind of. And I really didn't know Dr. Ralph that well. So you can imagine how nervous I was.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
And so they kind of, his mom, Ralph II's mother, kind of asked me, she's like, you know, I know you sing. I really like what you do. I'm going to see if you can, you know, if Ralph will have you on the project. And so they did. They asked me to be on it, and I was so, so honored.
Yeah.
So honored.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's something I'll always have, you know, as long as I live, because, as everyone probably knows, you know, longer with it. And so that's, you know, that's a project that I treasure and will always treasure.
Sure. How involved had you been in your music career at that point when you were able to participate on that record?
I actually started out with a country band. I don't know how much you know about that, but I did. I started out with a country band when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we played all over the place. We opened for a lot of country acts like Billy Ray Cyrus, Kenny Chesney, people
cool.
like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got to do a lot of very cool things. And so during that time, I still had my band. So I was pretty active, you know, doing festivals,
sure,
fairs,
yeah.
things like that. Yeah, yeah.
When did you make the switch to bluegrass? When did that become your style?
Well, I tell you what. Like I said, I had the country band when I was, you know, in high school. And so Ralph II and I got married like a few years later. And, you know, we had two kids. So my music got put on the back burner.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't, you know, I thought, you know, hey, I'm never going to play again. It was just something I had, you know, come to terms with.
Okay.
I was okay with it. But, you know, I miss it greatly. I think any artist, you know, if music's in your blood, you never fully can let
sure.
it go. You know, yeah. And so I always pined for it. I always wanted to do it again. And I missed it greatly. And then the opportunity arose for me to be signed to a bluegrass label, a new bluegrass label that was opening up.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me the opportunity. And even with my country band, I mean, we did some bluegrass tunes in the band as well. So, I mean, like I said, being from Eastern Kentucky, I mean, you know, that was in my roots as well.
Yeah.
So I've always loved it, always loved it. And it just, you know, the timing was right and the opportunity came about. And, you know, I did the project and here we are.
How long have you been back in music?
I guess 2.5 years.
Okay, so this is a fairly recent thing for you then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can imagine my excitement, you know.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, not doing it for, you know, several years and missing it, like I said, greatly. And then having the opportunity to do it again. I'm just thrilled. I'm tickled to death and I'm having the time of my life doing it.
Yeah. Are you back into it full-time or do you have other things you do still? Okay. Yeah.
No, note full time. It's my job. It's my, you know, number one priority besides my family.
Sure.
And yeah, I mean, we're playing quite a bit and getting, you know, getting booked all over the place. We'll actually be in Texas in October, and going to be in Wisconsin coming up. So yeah, I mean, we're playing quite a bit.
Is the, of course, we want to talk about the new record that Heart Wide Open. That's, is that the name of it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is that your first, or did, is this, was there another one before this?
No, this actually was my first. I had done demos and things like that, you know, that never really got out there to people.
Uh-huh.
But this is my first professional project that actually, you know, that I can...
It's all you.
You know, get to the public, sell to the public. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I'm super excited about that.
And is it out? When did it come out?
It came out last May, actually.
Okay.
So this weekend last year was the first time people got to see it.
Okay.
So this is kind of a special weekend, you know, commemorating that as well.
Now, are you working on a new one then? Is it?
I'm getting ready to work on a new project. I sure am.
Yeah.
And I am so excited about that. It's going to take a little bit different turn.
Okay.
It's going to be totally different. It's going to be something that I can't talk a whole lot about it just yet, but it's going to be a different style.
Yeah.
And still hold true to what I've been doing as well. So I'm not leaving my fans or anything, but it's going to be a little bit different, and I think people's really going to enjoy it.
Well, it feels like that is a direction that most, I shouldn't lump everybody into that, but a lot of bluegrass acts eventually explore. I guess it is reflective of the changing times and the changing tastes
sure.
and the changing of the guard or whatever phrase you want to put in there. But, you know, even even the Gibson brothers really took a hard a hard right or hard left and went and explored some new things. And I think they did a really good job with it, but it's not bluegrass. And so, But, you know, I think it's also reflective of your maturity as an artist. And so that's neat that you get to do that.
Well, and that as well as, you know, I keep using the term my roots, but, you know, my roots run deep with country music.
Sure.
And, you know, like I said, and, you know, I just love it dearly. And, you know, and even in my music now, you know, you can sense the flavor of that. You know, a lot of people will say, well, you're not, you know, I wouldn't call you fully bluegrass.
Right.
And that's fine, you know, that's fine. I'm okay with that, you know, because I love it all. I love it. I love all kinds of music.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this will give an opportunity to maybe expand out, you know, to some different fans and, you know, just a different area.
Well, there's a big hole right now, I think. I think the music that they call country is far from what used to be country.
Gosh.
And so it's left a lot of room for folks like yourself to explore into what used to be country and still hold true to the grassroots. So.
Right. Absolutely. I agree.
So you're on tour now. Is this more regional for you, or are you covering the whole United States with this record?
We're covering the whole map. I mean, I'm looking to maybe go overseas, hopefully. Melanie Wilson, I am with her booking and all that, and she's doing a wonderful job. I just recently signed with her again, and she's working on some great things, and I'm really looking forward to what she has in store for us as well. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, we'll be in Texas coming up. We'll be in Wisconsin. We'll be, we're trying to cover the whole map. That is my goal. There's nothing I love any more than being on stage. That is my happy spot, you know what I'm saying? So, So, I mean, I want to play as much as I possibly can and as much as, you know, as much as the fans will allow.
Yeah, that's cool. Are you writing some of your own songs, too?
I do write. On this last record, I had an original tune on that. I haven't really got anything on tap for the next project, but I'm working on some things for the future. So
when you're putting together music for this last album and your new project, how do you decide what fits you? If you're not actually writing it yourself, how do you determine what material works for you and your voice and your band?
You know, a lot of people say, and I totally agree with it, that I kind of have a little more bluesy tone in my voice, or maybe something, you know, like that. And, you know, I can hear a song, and I can automatically tell if that's something I can pull off or not. I don't know what that is. I don't know what you call that.
Yeah.
But when I hear it, when I hear the song, the demo, I can usually always tell, well, yeah, I can probably do that. Or no, I can't, that doesn't fit me. And also, I have to do a song that speaks to me in a way. I can't, you know, because it's just not authentic.
Yeah.
If you're trying to sing something that you can't relate to or you just don't get or understand, then really the fans can pick up on that, I believe.
Yeah.
And so two things, you know, I feel like that when I hear it, if I automatically know that I can do it or if I can't. And then I have to be able to relate to it on some sort of level.
Yeah, yeah. When you're out, do you get to tour with Ralph? Do your bands play together, or do you kind of have your own routing that you do?
Yeah, we don't, actually. We kind of go our own separate way. He goes one way, I go the other.
Uh-huh.
But it works out at the end of the day. You know, he's
yeah.
got his fan base, and I'm working on mine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like here at this festival, actually, my band played here last year.
Uh-huh.
And I told him this year, I said, you know what, but just skip me and give another band a chance.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hog my spot. You know, I know my position, you know. And I want to give someone else a chance.
Yeah.
So, actually, we'll probably get up and do a song together over the weekend.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And when time allows and when, you know, the scheduling works out, we'll do that. And
yeah.
we've actually talked about possibly doing a record.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's definitely something that's in the plans for the future.
Is it something, I would presume, Ralph probably feels this since he took over the band, but do you guys ever have a chance to pause and realize that you're carrying on the legacy of bluegrass royalty? Does that ever cross your mind?
You know, I mean, yes, it has, and yes, it does. You know, you do sometimes get caught up with, you know, life, because life is so fast-paced anymore.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, our lifestyle that we have. And, yeah, I mean, I think we always know that, you know, or he does anyway, that the legacy he's definitely carrying on is a huge thing, and he tries to respect that with everything he has, and
uh-huh.
I think he does a great job doing that. And even me, you know, I am not traditional by any means, but I feel like, you know, I'm carrying on that last name,
right,
in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
So I certainly, you know the legacy that was there, and I respect it, and I admire it, and I am so, you know, honored that I can get out here and maybe put my own spin
sure.
on
yeah.
what was, you know, put before us.
Yeah. I read where you guys have a couple children, and I think you named one of mm-hmm. them Ralph, is that right?
Yes,
yeah.
Ralph the third.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they? Do they show interest? Are they playing too?
They do not play. They love music. Both of them equally love music, and they appreciate, you know, what their grandfather did and their, you know, the family bloodline there. But, you know, Taylor, my daughter Taylor, is a huge Taylor Swift fan. So,
yeah.
And then our son, you know, he likes all kinds of different music. So, as far as showing interest in playing, not yet. But
yeah.
who knows?
Yeah.
You know, that could come later.
Yeah, sure, of course. Yeah, well, I mean, I think you probably could find a Taylor Swift song or two that would fit the bluegrass feel, maybe.
Sure. And you know what? Oddly enough, she uses a banjo quite a bit in her music. So
she
that's
does.
Great too.
Yeah. So what's how far out do you plan? Do you think what's the future for you and your music?
Well, like I said, you know, I'm getting ready to start on a new project, and I am so looking forward to that. I'm just so excited for that to come out, and I'm excited to work on it. I'm excited for people to hear it, because I really think it's going to, you know, open up a new door and open up a new side, you know, that will bring in a lot of fans that I'm not getting to reach right now.
Uh-huh.
So I really feel like, you know, that's the future right now. I want to continue doing, you know, building my fan base right now with the bluegrass community, because they're wonderful. They have been so good to me. Everyone has, and all the DJs and everything.
Yeah.
And I just want to continue to grow that and build that and and see where it takes me.
So the album that's out currently is Heart Wide Open, your first release. And if people want to listen to that, they want to catch you on the road, find your schedule, what's the best way to reach out and get in touch?
Sure. You can go to the website, ChristyStanley.com. That's Christy with a K. And get on the tour schedule there. Or they can stream the music. You know, it's all over the place. It's on iTunes, YouTube, you know, every place that you can see us on there. So, yeah, just go to the website and check it out there. Actually have merch on the website if they want to purchase a CD or T-shirt. And hopefully come out to a show or two.
Yeah, that'd be great. Well, we certainly wish you guys the best with the Hills of Home Festival this year. And looking forward to the 50th next year. And we'll chat again. Right. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who helped make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.